Hey guys, welcome to the Day by Day podcast. Over the next couple of weeks, we're calling this Day by Day Dangerous, where we are talking about Bible study habits or methods that we bring to our study of the Word of God that may not be so helpful. They might actually be dangerous. And remember, I told you that Jordan Tu from the BPH, from the Baptist Publishing House, asked me to do a seminar on this very topic. And so this is just that seminar broken down into several pieces. I want to encourage you to check out, if you don't already use in your church, the Baptist Publishing House literature, the Bible studies that they produce. I want to encourage you to check them out. They're putting out some really, really great Bible study material. And so last week we talked about how we can just kind of open up God's Word as if it's any other book, that there doesn't need to be any heart work or heart preparation on our part, and just kind of take out information from the Bible, when in reality we need to be yielded to the Spirit of God, because the things of God are spiritually discerned. We need the illumination of the Spirit in order to understand fully what God has for us in His Word. Here's the second dangerous approach that we can take to God's Word, and that is that we can think that this book right here, that the Bible, is a roadmap for our lives, giving us instruction on where to turn next or what direction to take next in our lives. And I want to say to you, that is a dangerous approach to understanding God's Word to us. And here's what I mean. When we use this book simply as a roadmap, what we are essentially doing, whether we realize it or not, is we have put ourselves at the center of everything, and we are asking God for direction on which way to turn in our life. But really, we are the center of it. And that's not why we have this book. Yes, that's part of the benefits, part of the blessings of having God's Word, is that it does give wisdom and instruction for living life. But the ultimate, kind of the primary reason why we have this book and the approach that we need to take to it whenever we come to God's Word is so that we might understand who God is. God has given us His Word, not so that we will make the right decision in every turn that we take, not primarily, but we have His Word so that we might know who He is, so that we might understand His nature, His character, and so that we might understand how He is relating to us and how we are to be relating to Him. And I oftentimes think, once again, in my own life, I can come to this word right here, to this book, thinking, okay, what am I supposed to do about this particular situation? But in reality, the greater approach that I need to have when it comes to coming to God's Word is, show me who You are, Lord, and show me how You want to be in relationship with me and how I am to be in relationship to You. Do I think that God's Word has practical, helpful benefit for how we are to direct our lives? Absolutely, I do. It tells us that God's Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. But more than it saying you should take this job or you should marry that person, it gives us wisdom for life related to the nature of who God is, the character of God, and how we are in relationship with Him. So there's your Bible study danger for this week. Don't come to this thinking that it's just a roadmap for your life. This is God's description of Himself that He wants us to know about Him. And that'll bring far more fruit in your life than just treating this like a playbook for your life. Until next time on Day by Day Dangerous.